Touchdown!
It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by American Safeguard Insurance, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Lindsay's Excavation, North Arkansas Dental Group, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, the Salvation Army, State Farm agent James Boyette, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, Village Carpet Shop, and White River Materials. Our coverage at the stadium begins now with the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good evening, Bomber fans, and welcome to Nettleton, Arkansas, home of the Raiders. It is officially football season week one, and we are excited to bring you all the action tonight as Mountain Home Bombers take on 5 East non-conference opponent, the Nettleton Raiders. I'm Tobias Pugsley, and I'll be joined tonight by my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Brad Coleman. Brad and I will be back in a moment to preview tonight's game and matchup on the Baxter Health pregame show. So grab your popcorn, fasten your seatbelt, and keep it tuned right here for Bomber Football. Broadcasting live on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on YouTube at Bomber Sports Network.
We'll continue with the Baxter Health pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages. Integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise, Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers! Ugh, I'm sick of these prices. Seems like every week everything gets more expensive.
Well, have I told you about my secret inflation buster?
Inflation buster? Come on now, no one has good deals anymore.
Au contraire, my friend. The Salvation Army Thrift Store is the top spot for deals these days. With easy, low prices and a huge selection of gently used items, I'm always saving while giving back to my local community.
Well, I'd say the secret is out then. I'm headed there now.
I'll see you there. Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Hi, this is Katie Shea Schneider at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on September 1st at 8 a.m. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee and pastries from Cove Coffee. Our special guests are the Mountain Home Bomber Fall Sports and the Public School Administration. They'll give us updates on the upcoming season and the new school year. All are invited to come network with your friends and neighbors. Hope to see you Friday morning, September 1st, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Visiting with Ms. Kristen Goodwin, how would you describe the culture at Hackler? I've always heard it referred to as Happy Hackler.
Well, we are very happy at Hackler. We're very proud of the work that we do at Hackler. I think that we have outstanding students and we have a faculty and staff that I am immensely proud to work with. They are easy to talk about. They're easy to celebrate because they want what's best for our students. And I'm very proud to be able to lead them.
Driven by our mission to deliver power you can count on, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas go to work every single day on the X's and O's of delivering reliable and affordable electricity to our home field, Arkansas. With over 2,000 employees on our team, our game plan begins and ends with their dedication across our 17 electric distribution cooperatives that cover more than 60% of Arkansas. They are our most valuable players. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to deliver, the drive to win.
We'll continue with the Baxter Health pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to Nettleton. This is Tobias Pugsley again alongside Brad Coleman. And Brad, it is hotter than a jalapeno's armpit out there, man.
It is, Tobias, man. But it's football season, right? We're so glad to be here.
Absolutely.
Hey, the big topic of this week, the game got pushed back to 7:30. You know, it's hot. It's been hot all week. I think this is the last night looking at the weather. We're going to have to deal with that. Got some pretty good info, though. Mountain Homes trainer Lane Alexander's down on the field. We tried to get a call down into him, but he's taking care of players right now. But we do have a wet bulb reading. That's the hot topic right now when it comes to football and to practices, the wet bulb reading. We had a wet bulb reading of around 86, and it was dropping. They said they feel like that's going to be lower at game time temperature. That's getting us into that yellow, more green zone when it comes time to play, towards normal, no restricted activity. So sounds like pushing it back was a great idea. Things have cooled off. It's shaded here at Nettleton Field, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Brad, but last week's performance in the scrimmage game has me pretty excited about tonight. What do you think is going to happen? How do you think the Bombers are going to do tonight?
You know, we talked about at the end of the broadcast last week, those that were listening to us, how this is going to be a drop down in conference, but it's not going to be a drop in competition. Nettleton's drop down, they are in the 5A, and when it comes to 5A, they're going to be a lower classification than what we are in the 6A, but man, they are a football program over here in Nettleton. They have built a dynasty. Coach Hampton's been with them here for 11 years now, and he's built a really good football team. They're really excited about what they have, so Bombers are going to have their handful. We're going to have to play well tonight.
Last week, Nettleton faced Osceola in a scrimmage game. They beat them 48-26, so looked like they might bring a little high-power offense. So this Bomber defense might have their hands full tonight.
Yeah, you know, Nettleton is when I talked to some of the players and some of the coaches this week, that's what they said. The word they all kept saying is explosive, explosive, explosive. Nettleton is fast. They've got guys that can get outside. They got guys that can get up and down the field. They've got a somewhat veteran quarterback. Their quarterback is Hampton. That's the coach's son, Maddox Hampton, number 9. You're going to be hearing his name a lot tonight as the quarterback. He is one that's going to be the coach's son. He played last year as a sophomore. They like the fact that he's a dual threat kind of guy. He can run the ball if he need to. He can also throw that ball down the field, and he's got some awesome targets to throw it to.
Sounds like they'll bring a lot of speed. Now, one of the things we saw last week with the Bombers is it seemed like early on they kind of had a couple of plays where they didn't quite wrap up and tackle, and then that could be detrimental tonight.
It is. You know, Bombers are going to have to, and that's one thing we're talking with Coach Airy, and, you know, we probably heard it there in the coaches' show. He wasn't real happy with how his boys wrapped up and tackled. Well, I know we had some guys that were playing sick and that were playing at a point where you know, they weren't 100% because of some symptoms and some problems, but they're fully healthy tonight. He's excited about what it is. But wrapping up is going to be big and getting Nettleton down on the ground.
Yeah, and taking those angles, you know, with faster players, you know, a little faster speed than what they saw last week, so they're going to have to be on the move. Let's switch sides of the ball a little bit because I think that was probably the brightest spot last week with our QB1, Cade Yates. He only played the first half of the scrimmage, but he went 15 for 22 for 137 yards and 2 TDs. What do you expect him just to continue on with that tonight and just keep firing away?
Yeah, I do. You know, Cade had a great, great benefit game. Cade's gotten to where he can throw the ball. He's reading defenses extremely well. And, I mean, we saw last week, teams are going to double-team Jet Hannaford. He's our proven receiver that has come back that had got a lot of yards for us last year. Teams are going to double-team Jet. But we saw Carter Atkins step up. Sophomore came in. You know, Cade found him, and Carter's going to have to do that for the Bombers to open up Jet. Once teams start recognizing that, now there's dual threats. It's going to open up Milburn. It's going to open up Corwin Morris as the tight end. We're going to see a lot of those other receivers that start opening up because they're going to have to choose who they're going to double team. And if they don't double team anybody, all of a sudden it's going to leave some open receivers. And Cade's smart enough in this offense to be able to find those receivers.
Yeah, Carter Atkins kind of came out of nowhere last week for us. And, man, I thought that was great. He was early and often target for Cade. And like you said, it just opened up a lot of things. Now on the running back side of the ball, we've seen a change. Chenoweth no longer back there taking the handoffs.
Yeah, you know, we went with a more kind of heavy-duty back in Chris Hubbard. Hubbard – man, he is a bowling ball, isn't he? He can run that ball. He runs the ball hard. In the past, he would kind of get to that hole and slow up a little bit. Things we saw last week at Jonesboro, he hit that hole hard. You know, after him, Landon Peoples can come in sometimes, and so can Barrett Miller. Barrett Miller comes in and gives a different change of pace back there a little bit in the running back. Barrett's kind of got some breakaway speed. You know, he came in last year as a ninth grader and played some for us, but as a sophomore, Barrett can motor up and down the field. So kind of got our own little thunder and lightning. You know, it's one of those deals that we'll have to kind of wait and see what's being utilized and what holes are going to open up tonight.
You know, and let's talk just a little bit about special teams. You know, we saw Kelso last week help on the kicking duties, did a good job there. But we really didn't get a good look at special teams because all the kicks were kind of down. So we'll be excited tonight. You know, anytime you play a team that has a lot of speed like Nettleton, special teams can give you some trouble.
Special teams can, yeah. Kelso, he had some big legs. You know, he kicked the ball last week and some of his field goals. I mean, we're like, wow, that would have been good from 15 yards further, 10 yards further. And he was able to do that. You know, our punter, I think our punter is going to come in, and Brantley Gilbert, I think, is who punted for us last week, and Brantley's going to maybe flip the field for us. You know, if we can make Nettleton make that long drive instead of giving them a 60-yard field or 50-yard field, if we can make them go 70 or 80 yards, make them make long plays, I think it's going to benefit the Bombers.
Well, we are getting closer to kickoff time. Nettleton's crowd's filing in. The Bomber fans are filing in. The cheerleaders are here, and we're getting ready to get started. But before we do, we're going to send it back to Matt Sharp in the studio that's going to preview other games around the area and the state tonight. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Touchdown!
We're getting closer to kickoff time. The Baxter Health pregame show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages, integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and they are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, they can help. At FNBC, they value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see them at any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, or visit them online at fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving today for your child or grandchild with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan. Save for college, trade school, or even pay down student loan debt. Brighter futures start today. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Section 529 Plan Review Committee.
The Baxter Health pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go to the studio now with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio. Glad you're joining us tonight here on the Baxter Health Pregame Show. Hard to believe it's already football time again, but it is. And so Mountain Home getting ready to face Nettleton over in Jonesboro tonight. Let's talk about what else is going on this evening. First off, in the 6A West, Greenbrier is at Farmington tonight. Russellville is hosting Morrilton. Pulaski Academy, who's ranked 8th in the state overall, number 3 in Class 6A, is at actually made a very short trip. They're staying in Little Rock to face Joe T. Robinson, who's ranked number 4 in Class 5A. Little Rock Christian, who is number 7 in the state overall and number 2 in Class 6A, is at home against Little Rock Central tonight. In addition, Siloam Springs is hosting a Heritage, who made the short trip from Rogers. Van Buren actually played Alma last night. I hadn't seen the score on that one as of yet. I'll try to get that to you at halftime. And they may not have even played. You know, with all the heat, they may have wanted to push that game back. But I'll let you know at halftime how that turned out. Greenwood, who is number 6 in the state overall and number 1 in Class 6A, is hosting a Stillwater, Oklahoma. And Lake Hamilton tonight is hosting Hot Springs Lakeside. Among area schools, it is Yellow Summit down in Little Rock taking on Baptist Prep. Salem is hosting Earl this evening. Melbourne is at Bald Knob. And Harrison is hosting Springdale. Also, West Plains is at Bolivar. Forsyth is hosting El Dorado Springs. Branson is at home against Joplin, and Ava is hosting Buffalo this evening. Hollister is actually going to play tomorrow against Castle. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Bentonville, is in Oklahoma facing Broken Arrow this evening. Bentonville is also number 3 in the Class 7A Top 5. Big matchup tonight as Fayetteville is hosting Cabot. The Purple Dogs ranked number 4 in the state overall and in Class 7A, and Cabot is ranked number 5 in both as well. Number 9, Little Rock Parkview, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is in Springdale tonight taking on Harbor, and the 10th-ranked Rogers is hosting at Little Rock Southwest. There is one game tomorrow in the top 10. It will be the Salt Bowl, the big rivalry every year down at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, as Bryant, who's number 1 overall and in Class 7A, it will be taking on Benton, who is ranked number 4 in Class 6A. I've already gone through all the Class 7A Top 5 games. In the Class 6A Top 5, the only one I haven't yet mentioned yet is 5th-ranked Little Rock Catholic has made the trip across the Arkansas River to face North Little Rock. In the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Pine Bluff, is in Mississippi taking on Granada. And number 5, Mills, has made the trip to Forest City. Number 2, Shiloh Christian, is idle this week. In the Class 4A Top 5, it is number 1, Malvern, taking on Prosper, Texas. That game is actually going to be being played at Wachita Baptist down in Arkadelphia. Second-ranked Warren is at home against Stuttgart. Third-ranked Harding Academy is entertaining Valley View down in Springdale. Number 4, Arkadelphia, plays host to Camden Fairview. Elkins, who is tied for 5th, is at home against Pottsville. And number 5, and Rivercrest, who is tied with Elkins for that number 5 ranking, is hosting Manila this evening. In the Class 3A Top 5, number 2, Prescott, is at Bismarck. Fourth-ranked Glen Rose is hosting Crossett. And number 5, Ryzen, is entertaining Dumas. Number 1, Boonville, and number 2, Charleston, are idle this week. In the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 3, Mineral Springs at Jesseville. Number 5, Carlisle, is hosting Palestine Wheatley. Number 1, Hazen, was scheduled to play Marianna. Never heard how that game turned out. I'll see if I can find that for halftime. Second-ranked East Poinsett County and number 4, Mount Ida, are both idle this week. On the 8-man level, Izard County, who is number 1 in Classes 2A and 1A, is in Newark to take on Cedar Ridge tonight. Also in the top top 3 in the division, number 2, Rector, is at home against Corning. And 3rd-ranked Brinkley is at Rosebud. In the Classes 4A, 3A, 8-man top 3, number 3, Subiaco Academy, is hosting Spring Hill. Mountain View, who is number 1, and Fountain Lake at number 2, are both idle this week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad Coleman and Tobias Pugsley in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mount Tom and Nettleton tonight from Jonesboro. You're listening to the Baxter Health Pregame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Baxter Health pregame show will continue with more in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages, integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
A lot of cities claim to be unique, but are they really? Were they the off-season playground for legends like Babe Ruth and Al Capone? Do they sell beer made from thermal spring water that comes straight from the ground below? Do any of these places have a street that has a gangster museum on one side of the road and a national park on the other? Let me go ahead and answer that for you. They don't, because none of them are Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
Hold up, you're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like, a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Touchdown! The Baxter Health pregame show continues from the stadium on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you back here to Raider Stadium at Nettleton, Arkansas, just on the east side of Jonesboro. Hey, we're back with a pregame show here with Tobias and Brad. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. Baxter Health providing compassionate care beyond measure right here at home.
Tonight's referees brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Tonight's officials, Van Satchel, Clark McBride, Drew Lowenoak, Mason Stockton, and the white hat tonight is Craig Maddox.
You know, Tobias, here we are as captains are taking the field. Captains tonight for Mountain Home. It looks like we got Cade Yates as we enter into the black oval out here with the gold in that's out there outlined by white. We got Cade Yates and Chris Hubbard for Nettleton. Tonight's captains are Kylan Goodlow, Q Quindarius Thompson, and it's going to be senior Zach Davis. It looks like we're getting the captains here are brought to you by White River Materials. For all your concrete and limestone needs, give White River Materials a call today.
Tonight's coin toss brought to you by the office of Rob Coleman and the team of the American Safeguard Insurance. They are proud to support local athletics and families, offering insurance for Medicare, home, auto, life, business, and more. The coin was just flipped. The Bombers have won the toss and elected to defer to the second half. Brad, we're just about set for a kickoff.
Yeah, teams are running back. Nettleton's getting ready to run out of their tunnel that they've got over here in the kind of southeast corner of the end zone here, or southwest corner of the end zone they're going to be running out of. Mountain Home is over there getting final instructions from their coaches. Referees are huddled up in the middle of the field. They're doing mic checks and checking and making sure everything's ready to go. It's about to be football season.
It's about to be football. Folks, snap in. We're just about to get ready for kickoff. We'll kick off right when we get back right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Baxter Health pregame show. It's almost game time. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. In fact, State Farm agent James Boyette is your go-to agent in Mountain Home for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent James Boyette will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 870-425-4540 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.